The Academic and Bear Claws, Dermot and Dave on Today FM, a former homegrown hero of ours. That song's really good. 087-4100-102 if you want to get in touch with us today on Today FM. You can send WhatsApps and texts to that number, 087-4100-102.
Now, Vera Toomey is a very strong Cork woman who's been through the mill for the last couple of years, fighting for her daughter every step of the way. That even resulted in her walking from her home in Cork, in Athabullog in Cork, all the way up to the gates of Leinster House. She did this for her daughter Ava, who is 7 years old, suffers with a rare genetic condition known as Dravet syndrome, which untreated can result in up to 20 epileptic seizures a day. And Vera was looking for a special type of cannabis that could help her daughter, but that wasn't available here in Ireland. Vera's on the phone from the Netherlands this morning. Hey, Vera.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. We are extra excited by the good news you've received over the last couple of days. Tell everybody what's happened.
Well, we were informed yesterday morning that we had been granted the license for the medical cannabis for Ava. So, it's absolutely just fantastic.
How is Ava doing now?
She's very good. She's very, very good. You know, like, I suppose what I could say to you is she's like any other little girl of her age that, you know, she gets the odd ear infection and she gets the odd kind of chest infection and things like that, or, you know, whatever. And that's about the most serious thing that I've got to deal with now at the moment.
Wow.
Is that her temperature. She's, you know, like, the thing is, she'll always have Dravet's, and she's always going to be a little girl that's, you know, more vulnerable than other little girls. But her seizures are so under control that our biggest worry now is that, you know, if her temperature goes up, we need to monitor that very carefully, because
that can trigger,
you know,
seizures, can it?
That can trigger seizures, and that won't change. I'll take that any day of the week.
Oh,
you know,
God,
that's fine.
Well, tell everyone right now, because you're not in Ireland at the moment, and this is why Ava's doing so well. You're in the Netherlands.
Yeah. We're in the Netherlands. We've been in The Hague. Ava's not been home in Ireland since the 17th of June, because she had to be here, because she had to be here to get the treatment, and without the license, she couldn't return to Ireland with her medication.
Will you tell everyone what life was like for Ava and for you and for your family without the cannabis treatment? What was her story every day?
I suppose, like, sadly, her story every day, it was a very painful life, you know, which is, you know, it's difficult to say, but it was a very painful life. It was one seizure after another, hardly time to recover from one before the next one came.
And what happens with these seizures? I mean, what's it like witnessing it?
Well, I mean, a seizure is upsetting. A seizure is frightening. Is something that, you know, you can only comfort the person while they're going through it and make them safe. You know, the appropriate thing to do is to turn somebody on their side and try and put something under their head that they won't hurt their head while they're having a seizure. But, like, when you're having so many of them, the difficulty is that every seizure has the potential to cause permanent brain damage.
Right.
And because of the lengths of Ava's seizures, they varied from just a couple of minutes to, you know, up to an hour or more. They're life-threatening. Because your brain would be deprived of oxygen, you know, you could have serious brain damage, and the longer the seizure goes on, you know, your heart is under tremendous pressure, and, you know, the reality of it was that her life was in imminent danger every day of the week.
And that's why
we were having these seizures, yeah.
And that's why you guys have been campaigning so hard, but also why you left Ireland and you went to the Netherlands, because the treatment was available there but wasn't available here.
Because we remember talking to you at the time, Vera, you were in tears because you didn't want to have to leave Ireland, but you obviously made that decision.
Well, you know, like, I mean, genuinely, from the very word go, I suppose unfortunately, I was naive. I thought that when you presented a case like Ava's, such a serious case, where clearly nothing else was working, I thought there was more compassion in our country. You know, like, I mean, there is an unending amount of compassion from ordinary people in Ireland, who care deeply about seeing Ava being well, but it didn't translate into action above in the Dáil, or in the Department of Health and the HSE. And I suppose I thought if you committed yourself to fighting for your child to get what you needed, that, you know, eventually sense would be seen. But it just didn't work like that, and we couldn't do any more at home. There was nothing else that we could do.
Well, in fairness to you, you did walk to Dublin, from Cork, to go and speak with Simon Harris. And do you feel that you really had to go to those lengths before they sat up and listened to you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I do. That was something, that was the only thing that I could think of to do at the time. The communication with the Department of Health and the HSE had completely broken down. Our calls weren't being taken, our emails weren't being answered. My husband, even on one occasion, there was a department official, Mary, in the Department of Health. She hung the phone up on Paul, and we just felt like, well, it's gone to the stage like that, you know, they have so little regard for us that they're hanging the phone up on us. I mean, what are we going to do?
So I said that if
Simon won't talk to me, well, I'll put on my coat and I'll go up and talk to him. And it was as simple as that. Something has to be done, you know.
By walking and making that effort on Ava's behalf, and as you said to us at the time, leaving behind your other kids and having to walk up to Dublin on your own doing that, whatever support you received along the way, which was amazing, you were still the person doing it. The great news is that Simon Harris has signed a licence for Ava to access the medicinal cannabis. So that means you can come home.
It is. And, you know, like, the thing is, I mean, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful that the licence was signed. You know, there's great credit due to him for signing the licence. But it shouldn't have taken this long, you know. Somebody who's as unwell as Ava has been deserves better than that. And other children out there and other adults deserve better than that too.
Well, that's it. What does this mean now for other children and adults, like you say, who are in a similar position? I mean, are they signing off individually on all these cases? Or will this open the gates now for people in a similar situation to get the help that they need?
Well, you see, like, unfortunately, right now, Ava being granted the licence doesn't mean anything for any other person who's looking for medical cannabis, because at the moment each person has to individually apply for a licence for their child or for themselves. So, like, and there's, you know, like, it's a torturous and tedious way for a license to be achieved. The most important thing is that legislation is brought through, like in every other country, that it's been brought through in Europe and across the world. And, like, if the legislation is brought through, then the next thing would be that there are many great consultants and many great GPs in Ireland that are interested in learning about medical cannabis. Because if you look at it this way, right, I mean, the consultants in Cork, the consultants in Dublin are equally qualified to the consultants and specialists that are over in Holland or in other countries. And they're looking to their equals, for want of a better word, and saying, these people over there, they've got training about medical cannabis. They're helping their patients, you know, they're improving. But there's no education being given to the consultants and doctors in Ireland from the HSE and from the Department of Health about medical cannabis. If the Department of Health and the HSE reached out to countries, you know, reached out properly, not just say that they did, because they didn't. And when they did their report for the health committee, I know for a fact, because I've spoken to people in Holland about it, that they didn't reach out to get the proper information. And if the information, the training is there, the people here in Holland are trained to prescribe this medication. They understand it. And if that training was given to the consultants and doctors in Ireland like it should be, many, many more people would be in a position where they'd go to their consultant and they'd be able to have a proper conversation about their options. You know, I think that's the way it should be.
It sounds to me like your campaign isn't over. It sounds to me like that obviously your concern is Ava and bringing Ava home to Ireland and having
Absolutely,
her treated here.
Yeah.
But you're not going to just like let that be the end of this, are you?
Well, like, I mean, you know what? The thing about it is, like, we understand what it's like to have no options.
Mm.
And trust me, it's not a nice place. It's a very, very dark place to be when you're looking at your child having so many seizures or for somebody else, like, you know, that's in a different situation with pain or something like that or you know, any other condition. I think it doesn't matter whether you're the first, the third, or the 23rd person who gets a license for medical cannabis. I think because of the extraordinary improvement that it has given our daughter, I'm not saying that it's like something that will work as effectively for everybody, but I think it's important to share the information that you've gathered so that other people might benefit from it. I just think that's the right thing to do.
Well said, Vera. Yeah. We wish you the very best. I know that Leva has been through the mill, but she is absolutely blessed to have a mother as brave and courageous and strong as yourself. And we look forward to catching up when you get back to greener shores and you're back down in County Cork and have a bullock with all your friends and family.
Yeah, we'd get whatever. There's some few bits of paperwork or something more that needs to be sorted out before we can actually leave. But
sure.
It's all going to happen soon, I hope, anyway.
We're very proud of your efforts and congratulations on what's been a tough journey.
Thanks very much.
All right, Vera, take care.
Thanks for having me on.
Say hi to Ava for us. Bye.
I will, of course. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, bye.
You can catch up on Vera's story if you want to read more about Vera Toomey and a little Ava. Go to the Dermot and Dave page at todayfm.com. You can drop a comment into us, WhatsApp or text 0874 100 102. And we've got Asher looking, isn't that it worth 900 euro in just a few minutes on Today FM.